This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said Wednesday U.S. intelligence officials have determined Russian President Vladimir Putin is being misinformed by advisors about his military's poor performance in Ukraine. The intelligence finding, which was recently declassified, indicates Putin is aware of the situation on information coming to him, and there is now tension between him and senior Russian military officials. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield.
We believe that Putin is being misinformed by his advisors about how badly the Russian military is performing and how the Russian economy is being crippled by sanctions because his senior advisors are too afraid to tell him the truth.
Asked about the latest intelligence, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken suggested a dynamic within the Kremlin exists where advisors are unwilling to speak to Putin with candor.
One of the Achilles heels of autocracies is that you don't have people in those systems who speak truth to power or who have the ability to speak truth to power. And I think that is something that we're seeing in Russia.
Blinken during a stop in Algeria on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Biden told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during a 55-minute call that an additional $500 million in direct aid for Ukraine was on its way. Biden notified Zelensky about the latest tranche of assistance during a call in which the leaders also reviewed security aid already delivered to Ukraine and the effects that weaponry has had on the war, according to the White House. Zelensky has pressed the Biden administration and other Western allies to provide Ukraine with military jets, something that the U.S. and other NATO countries have thus far been unwilling to accommodate out of concern it could lead to Russia broadening the war. This is VOA News. Nigerian football authorities have refuted reports that a Zambian Confederation of African Football official died of injuries sustained during a riot that took place during Tuesday's World Cup qualifier between Ghana and Nigeria. As Timothy Obuju reports from Abuja, the cause of the football official's death is under investigation.
The Nigerian Football Federation confirmed the death of the Zambian CAF official Joseph Kabongo in a statement Tuesday, but it said Nigerian newspaper reports that Kabongo died of injuries sustained from a beating and stampede are false. NFF General Secretary Mohamed Sanusi said Kabongo was found gasping for air near a locker room as officials were testing players for illegal doping. He said the official was taken to a hospital but died soon afterward. NFF did not respond to VOA's calls for further comment, but the Football Federation of Zambia had earlier suggested that the medical doctor died of possible cardiac arrest. Nigeria's Super Eagles Tuesday crashed out of the 2022 FIFA World Cup slated for November this year after losing to the Ghanaian team in Abuja. Angry Nigerian fans invaded the pitch and vandalized facilities while thousands scrambled to leave the stadium. Some observers like Busayo Tosin say Nigeria losing the game was not the only trigger for the violence.
2 days ago, there was an attack at the airport. Yesterday, another attack. Over now, around some people have been attacked. That's supposed to be a moment of consolidation for Nigerians. But with this result, well, our tragedy continues.
Sports experts and analysts say Nigeria could face serious sanctions for Tuesday's unsportsmanlike behavior in a possible ban. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Tunisia's president, Kais Saied, on Wednesday dissolved the country's parliament and said MPs would be prosecuted, extending an eight-month power grab and intensifying the country's political crisis. He made the announcement hours after parliamentarians voted through a bill against the measures taken by Saied last year. He denounced parliament's move as a coup attempt, and those responsible had betrayed the nation, saying, quote, they will be criminally prosecuted. Recapping our top story, the White House said Wednesday U.S. intelligence officials have determined Russian President Vladimir Putin is being misinformed by advisors about his military's poor performance in Ukraine, and it comes as declassified intelligence shows that Putin is aware of the situation now. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.